Good morning. Workers at Spanish airport operator AENA plan to walk out around Christmas and New Year, so the CCOO union said yesterday, as pay disputes spread across Europe. Other Spanish unions, such as the UGT and the USO, said their members would not strike, and a spokesman for AENA said the government-controlled company will keep negotiating and seek to reach an agreement by the 22nd of December. Workers affiliated to the CCOO plan to strike on the 22nd, 23rd, 30th and 31st of December and on January the 5th and 6th, the union said, to demand AENA resumes a bonus it suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic. Amnesty International yesterday blasted as carnage the deaths of dozens of migrants trying to cross into Spain's North African enclave of Melilla, accusing Rabat and Madrid of seeking to cover up what happened. In the report on the June 24th incident, the London-based watchdog denounced both countries for an excessive use of force, saying their abject failure to provide the truth about what occurred smacks of a cover-up. According to Amnesty and independent experts, at least 37 people lost their lives, but Morocco has given a toll of 23 dead. The report's conclusions were roundly rejected by Spain's Interior Ministry, which issued a statement saying it contained false assertions that were extremely serious. The government yesterday presented a bill that would allow workers up to 9 days of paid caregiver leave a year and extend all family rights to people living under the same roof, even if they have no formal family bonds. Although each country in the European Union has its own legislation regulating care leave, the proposal, which calls for employers to foot the bill, would put Spain ahead of most countries in terms of paid leave. The European Union as a whole recognises the right to take up to 5 days of unpaid caregiver leave per year. France, for instance, allows for care leave of up to 3 months with a paid allowance, but not a full salary. Germany has 10 days of unpaid leave. The Spanish proposal is a landmark bill that the coalition's junior partner Unidas Podemos has pursued for months in the run-up to next year's elections. And a Spanish court yesterday acquitted soccer star Neymar and his fellow defendants in a fraud and corruption trial related to the Brazilian's 2013 transfer from Santos Football Club to Barcelona. The plaintiff, the Brazilian company DIS, had accused Neymar, his father and the former presidents of Santos and Barcelona of having intentionally hidden the cost of his transfer to avoid paying DIS while it was due as the partial holder of his player rights. However, the court said in a statement that it has not been proven that there was a false contract or that DIS was intended to be harmed. The verdict is not a surprise following the decision by Spanish state prosecutors to drop all charges during the trial. That only left the lawyers of DIS to continue arguing their case. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.